Flint, little fellow, I say what I think. A stain is a stain for me. I'm first and concise, I'm pithy and brief, and straight to the point as can be. Well, last night my brother came home of that too, and I'm sorry to say that between me and you, I fear you'd wax excessively convivial with fine fermented produce he'd had strife. He gazed upon the vintage when it was crimson, when bacchanalian revelry was rife. He'd partaken of thoracic lubrication, with ambrosia liquid he was somewhat lined. I regret to say he was non compos mentis. In other words, he was blind. I courted a girl in the heyday of youth. Her pa went to interview. I told him that I simply worshipped the wench, was questioned concerning my screw. When I told him the figure, £1 per week, his face all went mottled, and when he did speak, he informed me my society was superfluous, that my presence I might well eradicate. From his baronial mansions bade me exit, that I must expeditiously migrate. My proximity, he hinted, was obnoxious. I might seek some distant oceanic prop and vacate his domiciliary apartment. In other words, Bazov. Now, I'm not a quarrelsome sort of a chap, but the man next door's absurd. We had a slight argument last Friday week, and I never said a word. I called him a pig-faced baboon and a thief. When he suddenly struck me, it passes belief, yes. He struck me with antagonistic violence. My injury was obviously seen. An abrasion of the oral epidermis. A contusion of the cranium, I mean. I sustained a laceration of the cuticle. A derangement of the ligaments, I fear. A much enlarged auricular appendage. In other words, a fickia. As a student of nature, I strolled up the west, and a maiden I chanced to see. It seems that she knew me or some of my folk, for she said, "How's your father?" to me. Our acquaintance soon ripened, what need for delay? If you ask what I think of the wench, may I say? She's a lady of unlimited allurements, a proclivity for passion she displays, a desire for osculation she evinces. She's amorous and yielding in her ways. She's partial to promiscuous caresses. To the blandishments of Cupid she succumbs. She responds to demonstrations of affection. In other words, she stums.